We're going to discuss today a quote from the Sikh of Chof Chesiv in Tov Shinun Aleph, which that was the day that they celebrated 50 years of the Rebbe's arrival to America, 50 years of the American Revolution. And this quote is on page 644, Sefer HaSichas. It's an Ois Yud of the Sikha. The Rebbe was speaking, Chof Ches is the word koyach, strength. So the Rebbe, this is the quote. Makum d'yed yid et esev es koyach un shtarkai. The Rebbe gets an extra koyach and empowerment. The mekayim zan the shlichas un zedot, mekayim the shlichas of our generation, which had the shlichas and directive of the Friedrich Rebbe, that we should stay imduach in kuchem, to mekabel zan the gula mitis vashleima, Mashiach tzidkenu dovid melech Yisrael. Now here's the interesting words. On zayindig the shlichus from them der, being that it's the shlichus of this generation, the chiddush from the Talmud Vasik, but the reinu, the chiddush of the future Talmud of this generation, which was given to Moshe Mitzrayim, is farshtandik, it's understood, as b'shas afilu a kleine kind, even when a small child, zogt b'yameinu eile, says in our days, as er hoft, he hopes on bet, as Mashiach vet kumin, if a small child in our days hopes and says that Mashiach will come, is das a chidush amiti in Torah. It's a chidush in Torah, bizas das vert a chelik from the chidush Torah was miti teitzei. It becomes part of the chidush Torah of Mashiach, of miti teitzei, from the Eibishter alein, from the Eibishter himself, because the Eibishter is masking to the words and bakoshes of Yidin, Na Yisrael ve'aveyu, and the Eibishter is megal da abe v'pashtus, and oipin of omayla medidu v'akbola, and begivu l'mata mata, and omhaz ha'tachten, shein tachten l'mata mimenu. I know a lot of people that have read these words, v'chlal the sikh of Chof Chesivin, has a lot of tremendous words. That was the base of the sikh of Kundus Beis Rabbeinu Shebebovel. So a lot of words about 770, gematrius, Mashiach Shrengekumen, all these things. But we're just going to touch upon this nekuda. What does it mean that when a kid hopes, says that he hopes and prays that Mashiach will come, this becomes part of the Torah Chadasha of Mashiach and the Eibishter? Exactly what does this mean? Before we explain this, I want to explain a point which will help us understand. The difference when somebody davens be yichidus and somebody davens with a minyan. What is a minyan? Is a minyan 10 individuals davening? That we have the koyach of 10 times 1? The answer is no. When it says, Kol be'asara shchinta shayi, where there's 10 people, the Eibishter rests, that means is that the become a new mitzvah called a minyan of Yidden. The davening is different. The way it's niskabel by Hashem is different. There's the tefillah of a yochid, which is tefillah, and it's the tefillah of a tzibur, which is a totally new entity, it's a whole new tefillah. Which means that I can say the same words, the same shachris, I can say as a yochid, and the same shachris I can say as part of a minyan, and yet it's like two separate things. It's a whole new mitzias, it's a mitzias of a tzibur. In other words, just because you're saying the same words doesn't mean that it's the same thing. It can be, the moment it becomes part of the tzibur, it gets a whole new kedusha, a whole new level of acceptance by Hashem. Like the Eibishter says, that he's not nimas b'tfilas of the rabbim, the Eibishter is not disgusted by the tfilah of a rabbim. It's a whole new level of acceptance. It's the same words, different meaning. For hundreds of years, Yidden have been davening for Mashiach. We say in davening, Estamach David Ad Chomir, Satzmiach. We say in davening, Sachzeno Einenu Beshuf Chalatzim, Berachamim. We say in davening, Estamach David Ad Chomir, Satzmiach. We say in davening, Reina Vanyenu Veriv, Rivenu Galenu Meheru Laman Shmecha. There are many tefillahs in davening which we speak about Mashiach. A lot of the Shemayna Esrei is Mechaya Mesim. These are all points which speak about Mashiach. So what's the Rebbe saying, that even when a small child says in this time that he wants and hopes for Mashiach, is a chiddush amiti in Torah? What does this mean? The Nekuda is like this. Every generation has its chiddush. Every generation has its mission. Every generation has its statement. Every generation has its point. The mission statement of our dur is bringing Mashiach. That's what it is. Everything about it revolves around and goes around this nekuda of bringing Mashiach. An example would be the Sikha of Kisei Tzitov Shemem Ches, where the Rebbe said that it used to be in other generations, we would scream the whole time, they must say that we have to spread Chassidus. One of the reasons we spread Chassidus was to bring Mashiach. The Rebbe says, in our dar, we have to switch it around. We have to bring Mashiach. One of the ways we bring Mashiach is by spreading Chassidus. In other words, where does it start from? The mission of our dar is the mission of bringing Mashiach. By the people. And therefore, when a kid says that he wants Mashiach, so if he was saying it in all the generations, which that wasn't the mission of the generation, so it was like his personal tefillah to the Eibishter that he wants Mashiach. The chiddush of our dur is that we are, our whole goal and mission is bringing Mashiach b'poyo mamish. So when a kid comes and he says that he wants Mashiach, he has joined in to the mission of the generation. He has joined in to the revolution of the generation. He is part of the chiddush of the generation. So therefore, it's no longer a personal tefillah. It's al derech the tefillah of the tzibur. It's part of the whole generation's mission. He is part of the chiddush of the generation. It's not a personal thing anymore. It's a generation thing. It's the whole chiddush of our dar. The chiddush of our dar expresses itself in tefillah for Mashiach. This is where the expression of our dar is. So when we take part in this, and even a small child says, we want Mashiach now, and we say we want Mashiach now, we are joining, we are becoming part of the chiddush of our generation. The chiddush of the dur has a place in Torah. We know that the nesiyas and the chiddush of each nasi is alpi Torah, that this is what they know, what each generation needs. Each nasi knows what the generation needs, the need of the generation, and the way to get there. Therefore, a lot of people ask on the Rabbeim, how come they all acted differently if they're all Nasiim? Because the generations were different, the needs were different, so they acted different. They weren't different. The Rabbeim are not different. Differences, you say, on people, regular people. On Moshe Rabbeinu, it's one Moshe Rabbeinu. The generation is different, the needs are different, so he expresses himself different. The need and focus of our dar is bringing Mashiach b'poil. And that we were empowered to do it. Through our bakashas, through our tefillahs, through our maisim. So when we take part in this in an active way, it's no longer a personal tefillah. It's a tefillah which is part of the chiddush of the entire dar.